Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your queries regarding the upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Brother Miqdad. He's an Islamic researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for accepting the invitation. Well, brother, we talked about the different dangers that screen is bringing, that the fantasy world, that the animation world and video games are bringing, that was changing the worldview of changing belief of being free or changing our role models. And similarly, desensitization and also wastage of time and many different dangers you talked about in the previous sessions, the destruction of self-image. Now, I want to ask you, what can parents do about these dangers? Are there any solutions you can help us with?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So yeah, so we talked about a few sessions, we discussed the dangers that one has by just kind of entering the world of movies and gamings without any filter, without any concern, without being on their guard. So I'm hoping, inshallah, that after this discussion, we're at least aware and feel concerned and feel like we need to do something about it. And obviously the first thing that comes to mind is to make sure that we not giving this platform a blank check.
Okay.
In this sense that when you are, as we mentioned, that this is not entertainment, this is education. So when we are sitting in front of the screen or in front of our phone or laptop or whatever it is, whether it's playing games or watching something, we need to make sure that we have
achieve
our filters
something.
On. We are cautious, we are on our guard, we are aware that there's something happening and that we're watching carefully. In the sense that we don't just take everything on board. I'm an active and on guard listener and taking on board. So this is important, and we need to teach our children this as well, as much as you can. So never allow your children to be without supervision. Don't give them free bank accounts for them to do online gaming as much as they want and purchase things, etc. Be very, very cautious of that. As much as you can, avoid online gamings. Just stick to offline gamings. Even offline gaming, make sure you're aware. When it comes to Netflix, always have control on what is watched, what is not watched. You have parental control on it. You have an awareness generally of what's happening. The amount of time that we spend on this was also under control. The place that we watch, I've already said this before as well, that the main screen should be in the middle of the house where everybody's passing and can see what's happening. There shouldn't be screens available in a room where you can lock the door
in
privacy. Mobile phones, laptops, the TV should be in a place where people can come and go and see what's happening, basically. Don't go into locked doors. In this way, you kind of bring about a sort of level of control, level of awareness. This is the first point. The second point is we need to get involved as well as parents, as much as we can. Get involved with the children, watch the animations with them, play games with them as well. I've said this to parents many times, that pick up the video games and play it with your child, or watch the animations together, because this brings about a topic of discussion. You can talk about it, you can help them understand, help them make those filters, help them understand to be on their guard, talk about what was wrong, talk about the Islamic principles that were not portrayed in those movies or animations, etc. Basically, have conversations about it. This is perhaps one of the most crucial points that comes from this, is have open conversations with your children
about what they watched.
About what they watched and what they play.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5-year-old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Prism Iqsad, and we're talking about the dangers of screens and what can parents do about it. Prism Iqsad, you said parents need to supervise. They need to make their children understand that this is education rather than entertainment. They need to be cautious not to take everything on board, and without supervision, things should not be at excess of children. And the main screen should be kept in the middle of the room where everybody can see what's being fed. Well, one point is very, very clear over here. That is, you're not stopping your children to use the mobile, the data, or access to these games. You're saying that using is important. You can't stop them. But control is what is important. What else can parents do?
So on this last point, we talk about getting involved. This obviously requires a lot of understanding from the parents as well, not just patience and a good ear to listen, but also a lot of wisdom and a lot of basira, as they say. We have a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says that al-amilu ala ghayri basiratin, a person who acts without basira is like somebody who is walking but not walking on the path, right? He's not on the right path. So the Imam says that the faster he or she goes, the further away they're going away from the destination, right? Because when you don't know where you're going, let's say you're going towards Amsterdam rather than going towards Vancouver, then you've lost the path. And the faster you go, the further away you go from your destination. So the point over here is that we need to be have this basira, right? If we're on this path towards bringing awareness of the dangers of the screen, we need to also, as parents, have basira, have a true understanding. And so, therefore, this is why I said we need to be involved. We need to be watching it ourselves. We need to be playing it ourselves. But also, we need to be thinking about ourselves. We need to have the right filters on. We need to understand where the dangers are. Review what we talked about in terms of the values of Islam, the principles of Islam, the goal of Islam. Those things that we really are red lines for us. Talk about what we understand as justice, for example. What are our role models, for example? What are the things that we don't want to be desensitized towards? What is a true self-image and self-esteem, etc.? These things are, as parents, we need to have basira on it. Once we have basira on it, then we can guide our children. Exactly. Then we can tell them what is wrong. And we can have those very fruitful discussions with our youth, because youth and children generally have questions and they want to ask. And if we're not equipped with the answers, then we won't be able to guide them.
So it's better to like not to have that generation gap kind of thing between you as parents and your children. Be their friends. Try to understand things first. You're trying to say that make yourself aware and educated about things, especially the Islamic knowledge, and then When you have wisdom, when you have wisdom about those things, then only you can educate your children in a much better way. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam said, "A child's right is to be kind to him when educating him, forgiving him, covering his mistakes, acting moderately towards him, and helping him."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Mikhtat, and we're talking about the solutions of the dangers of screen. Yes, brother.
Another thing that we could do, that's important to do, is to introduce youth and youngsters to true role models, right? And so the first, obviously, is the Ahlul Bayt themselves.
Yeah.
And it's important for us when we talk about the Ahlul Bayt, and the way we introduce the Ahlul Bayt is to introduce them as role models, not as individuals that are very far from us or very different from us. No, the prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, they're from
human beings.
They're human beings, they're like us. But they worked hard towards achieving those things, and we too can work hard towards achieving those things. And the moment we talk about the Ahlul Bayt as role models, then really this is something amazing. There's a change that can happen within a human being wanting to become like them. And one of the ways we can do this is to teach them about the scholars that we have and the people that were like the Ahlul Bayt. And through that, and through the amazement that we can create in terms of the perfection that they had, we can link them and connect them to the Ahlul Bayt. So we can talk about how amazing the knowledge of the scholars were, right?
Yeah.
If you talk about the knowledge of the scholars, they realize how amazing that human perfection is, and we too want to be knowledgeable. And knowledge not just in religious matter, but obviously not just in understanding of Allah, that obviously is very important that in its place, but also things like knowledge of science, knowledge of the things that are around us. So for instance, you find that this scholar by the name of Khawaja Nasiruddin Tusi, he had an astronomy center 300 years before the first telescope was made.
All right.
We need to look into this. Like, how did this amazing scholar build an astronomy center? What was his achievements in life? This can create a role model for us. Or for example, Sheikh Baha'i's architectural achievements in his life, what he made in terms of the different monuments and structures that he built. Generally, there's
how Muslims created algebra or
exactly the progress and the greatness of our scholars. They reflect the greatness of the Ahlul Bayt in different ways, in terms of their knowledge, in terms of their taqwa, in terms of their faith, in terms of their generosity and kindness, and in terms of every trait that of perfection that we count. When we have this, we create this this feeling of what we want to aspire towards, which is a great thing.
Unfortunately, there are many images of like Muslim scholars or Muslim personalities that are kind of shown to be tough. They are shown to be very like they are not entertaining, they are not up to date, or they are not with life, they are outdated and stuff. Well, parents really need to educate themselves on all that, because that's not the story. And that's how they can teach their children as well. Thank you, Brother Mikhtat, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will. of Allah.